www.rcb.co.zm and listen to Life-Changing Radio, Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Hey Mwanza, did you know a Zambian tech company is going public?
Wait, what? Which company?
.com Zambia PLC.
No way. You mean the same .com Zambia that started with online shopping and bus ticketing?
Yep, that's the one. They kicked off over 19 years ago, and now they're one of Zambia's leading technology firms and the biggest e-toll manager in the country.
Wow. Now, that's growth. So, can regular people like you and me invest?
Exactly. Their IPO will soon be open in the Lusaka Securities Exchange. So this is your chance to own a piece of one of Zambia's tech success stories.
Now, that's exciting. So where do I get more information?
Simple. Visit www.dotcomzambia.com to learn more. .com Zambia PLC, your share in Zambia's digital future.
Up your day.
People say that when you've been together for a long time, you become identical.
Baby, come double action.
For example, we dress the same.
That is only because you wear my t-shirt.
We like the same cars.
The car I like is an ambulance. Ndawanga tipit, I don't hear you.
We love the same food.
Your vitumbua, scones and cakes are nice. Only because Big Tree baking powder does the work.
Okay, nileko kupipanga pia?
Amina la kwachani. Ndiye double action ya mine.
Black Friday is here, bringing you great bargains to the table. Can you guess who brings the best bargain? It's the one who offers land bargains.
Yes, you've got it right. It's Horizon Properties. Horizon Properties joins the Black Friday buzz with serious land bargains.
This Black Friday, Horizon Properties will offer massive discounts on selected farms from the 15th to the 30th of November 2025.
Take advantage of Black Friday and secure yourself land for retirement. Contact us on
0211-260422 for Kalunga office
and 0211-226962 town office.
Or you can follow our Facebook pages on Horizon Properties Limited
or Horizon Properties Finance.
Don't wait to buy land.
Buy land and wait.
Horizon Properties.
The real property matters.
Are you stuck in a traffic jam? Or cutting some hair at the barbershop?
Welcome to this edition of Lifestyle, Such a Joy.
Are you at the marketplace? Or office? Or maybe relaxing with loved ones? Or simply in the mood of worship? Radio Christian Voice has you covered 24/7 every day of the week.
Your home is 94.
He's with you, he's with me. Even in the place of brokenness, in the place of loss, in the place where you feel neglected, he's still there, still there.
Mume kongo na mume shitu, mume bimbi na
Nakeza expresses sadness in Kasenengwa area's rise in early marriage cases. Oasis Forum clears Public Order Act requirements ahead of November 28 protests. And G20 leaders in South Africa adopt declaration despite US opposition. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. National Action for Quality Education in Zambia Executive Director Aaron Chansa has urged local leaders to form a task force that stands against early marriages and teen pregnancies in Kasenengwa District in Eastern Province. Mr. Chansa's remarks follow the recent report indicating that all female pupils at Voze Primary School in the district scheduled to sit for their grade 9 examinations have failed to do so due to either falling pregnant or early marriages. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Chansa expressed concern, stating that such occurrences are a sad development for the country, and Nakes would like to see a situation where community members and gatekeepers do not discourage girls from attaining education. When girls are educated, both community members and families benefit from the product of education, said Mr. Chansa. Mr. Chansa further urged members of parliament and traditional leaders in the district to partner and campaign against child early and forced marriages or unions, highlighting that the Education Act of 2011 clearly supports such matters. He also called upon the Zambia police to engage in this task force to ensure that parents involved in consenting child marriages are arrested and held accountable for their actions when the law clearly prohibits forced child unions.
Can be arrested, the police must move in using this law to make sure that the culprits in terms of parents are brought to book. Once one or two parents are arrested, that is going to serve as the an example of what can be done to others. So we'd like to encourage the police also to make follow-ups where parents are found to be encouraging early marriages. Then the law must take its course.
Agriculture expert Oliver Bolaya has urged farmers to avoid the practice of fertilizer mixing